Hello and welcome to Cleaning is Essential. I am your host, John Noderf, Director of Government Affairs at ISSA, the Worldwide Cleaning Industry Association. This podcast will aim to educate, entertain, and engage you by providing insightful news and fascinating conversation with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, policymakers, and more. Thank you for listening. In this episode, I will be joined by Congressman Darren LaHood, who represents the 18th District of Illinois and is currently serving his fourth term in the U.S. House of Representatives. We talk about his National Cleaning Week resolution, how the U.S. should handle trade relations with China, and why getting involved in the legislative process is so important. Congressman, thank you for joining me today. So firstly, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the work that you've done in support of many of the industry's top issues, like tax credits for cleaning, tariff relief. But I also wanted to firstly thank you. March 26th through April 1st is National Cleaning Week, and you actually introduced or will introduce a resolution in the House of Representatives on that. So I guess I wanted to kind of ask you just, you know, why did you think that was important, and kind of, you know, what's your thoughts on kind of the current state of, you know, just the economy and public health?
Well, thanks for having me on the podcast, John. I thought it was important to introduce this resolution in Congress, again, to highlight and promote the importance of cleanliness, the importance of hygiene, the importance of making sure that, you know, we have the cleanest facilities, in our country. And so this resolution, bipartisan resolution, was a way to make awareness. Many people obviously saw during COVID, when we had lots of challenges and disruptions to our economy, the importance of again, cleanliness and hygiene and cleaning appropriately. And so that was kind of the genesis of it, John. I've worked with some really good folks in Illinois that are in the industrial cleaning and other cleaning businesses, and I saw that. So we thought it was important to recognize that with this resolution.
Yeah, that's really great. And we obviously appreciate that. Some of our listeners may not know, but actually you were given an award from ISSA in 2021. It was actually our inaugural award for outstanding government service. And part of that was actually your sponsorship of the Clean Start Act last Congress, which was really focused about trying to get people back into kind of the workplace in buildings. I guess, you know, kind of to continue your point on kind of recognizing the industry, but from your perspective, you know, obviously there's been a lot of talk about, you know, remote work and a lot of, you know, office buildings are not filled. You know, do you think that, you know, kind of what you were trying to do with the tax credit and other things is, you know, why is it important that we should be kind of highlighting the importance for kind of ensuring that people can kind of have a normal sort of life by creating kind of these sort of healthy and clean buildings?
Well, I was honored to receive the award during the pandemic when we had that, because I think we needed to obviously recognize and support the cleaning industry, and I was happy to do that. But the tax credit bill that we were supportive of and helpful, we looked at industries that were disproportionately affected. Obviously, the cleaning industry played a huge role throughout the pandemic, really frontline workers were putting themselves out there. But it was vitally important that we had them doing the work they did at the time, and they continue to do, and the companies that were engaged in that. That's number one. I think number two, moving forward as we kind of get back to normal, we want to move back into buildings and offices transition out of remote work. The industry becomes more important on, you know, guaranteeing and giving people comfort and confidence that buildings and offices are going to be appropriately cleaned and have proper hygiene. And so that's obviously important moving forward. And I think our resolution reflects that, and our bill on the tax credit reflected that also.
Yeah, just kind of changing, kind of moving subjects a little bit. Obviously, China's been in the news quite a bit recently. You know, I know for our members, the Section 301 tariffs have been a significant issue for our industry. And I know you've called as many others for the United States trade representatives and implement kind of a fair and transparent exclusion process. I believe just recently you were actually also appointed to Vice Speaker McCarthy to a House Select Committee on China. I guess I'm wondering, this is kind of a loaded question, so I apologize because there's a lot to unpack and we don't have that much time, but what is kind of the current state of play with kind of China relations from kind of your viewpoint? And kind of is there any sort of end in sight so that we can, I guess, start to kind of unwind some of that? Obviously, they've been kind of a bad actor, but obviously the tariffs have had some impact on American businesses as well.
Sure. I was appointed to the Select Committee on China, which is focusing on a number of things. One is the malign activities of the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, which is important for the security of our country and the competition we face with China. Secondly, on the economic front, tariffs were put in place, through the 301, Section 301 process under the Trump administration. What we've asked for is to look at those tariffs and how they've in some ways disproportionately affected industries. Tariffs, in my view, are taxes. They're taxes on companies and businesses and ultimately on consumers. And so we've asked for the Biden administration to have a fair and transparent exclusion process. We don't believe they've done that. And so it's hurt, I believe, a number of industries because of that. China doesn't always play by the same sets of rules and standards that other industrialized countries in the world do and other allies. We need to be aware of that. That's what the Select Committee on China does. But we believe the exclusion process should have a fair look to make sure we're not hurting companies and industries, particularly the cleaning and industrial businesses that are engaged in that. And unfortunately, that's happened a little too much.
Yeah, I know that, as I mentioned, that's definitely been an issue for our businesses. We'll actually be about 75 of our cleaning industry leaders will be in D.C. next week, meeting with some of your colleagues on just that issue, trying to encourage the Biden administration and Ambassador Tai to kind of look at that exclusion process. So hopefully we'll be able to make an impact there. I guess along those lines, for those who may be sitting on the sidelines, whether they're small business owners or frontline employees, I mean, how important is it to engage with your member of Congress, your senators, your state representatives, in terms of just being involved in the legislative process and kind of telling your story from your point of view as a lawmaker?
Well, I take the approach all politics is local. And I'm one of 435 members of Congress across the country. Of course, we have 100 senators, and you reference state legislators that also serve in our different states. But everybody, has constituents that they pay attention to. And so when you have somebody in your district that runs a cleaning business or is involved in the different businesses that are involved with industrial cleaning and supplies, they need to contact their representative and talk to them about the issues that affect them, whether that's taxes, whether that's trade, whether that's 301 tariffs, whether that's employment issues. Members of Congress and elected representatives are going to pay attention to their local constituents because those are people that live in their communities, that vote for them, that are engaged locally. And so it becomes more important than ever that they educate their elected officials on what it takes to run a business and some of the some of the hurdles and some of the challenges that those industries face. Again, that's part of our democratic system and our participatory democracy is having the ear of your member of Congress or your senator or your state legislature. And so I encourage people all the time to get with them or their staff and educate them and advocate for the work that they do.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and obviously your previous support for a lot of initiatives and that have, would help the cleaning industry and others. We can always talk about, we're the industry behind the industry, right? So making sure that everyone can kind of get to work and produce commerce and all those things safe. So really appreciate your time, appreciate the resolution, and hope you have a very good National Cleaning Week as well next week.
Sounds great, John. Great to be on with you and your listeners here today, and look forward to staying in touch.
Thanks, Congressman. Thank you for listening to Cleaning is Essential. This podcast has been brought to you by ISSA, the Worldwide Cleaning Industry Association. Tune in regularly to find out what's happening as we change the way the world views cleaning. Please subscribe and write a review for us on whichever platform you enjoy this podcast on. For more information about ISSA, go to ISSA.com.